For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, let's talk a little bit more about the Shaw Festival.
You can just talk about the Shaw Festival all summer long. You know,
we can. Into the fall as well.
Into the fall as well, and starting in the spring. But I did get up to see Moss Hearts Light Up the Sky, delightful backstage comedy about a first-time playwright who is seeing the out-of-town triad of his play in Boston. When things are going very well, they treat him wonderfully, and when the chips are down, they're just horrid, narcissistic swine. and so it's the ups and downs of the close-knit group of friends who are involved in creating a Broadway show.
Now, I know you're a bit of a purist when it comes to stage scenery, etc., but you were sort of surprised.
Well, I hate clumsy videography, and frequently when I see the use of video in a theatrical production, it's painful. I give you Ring of Fire, I give you Big Fish, instances in which it was used very ineffectively and seemed chintzy, and this begins with video, and I thought, oh dear, and then it is so clever. It takes you to the exterior of the Ritz Carlton Hotel, turns a postcard, zooms up to the window, zooms in on them Hitchcock style, and then takes you into the hotel rooms. Entirely enchanting and heightens the comedy and gives you a sense that this is a comedy. Design up there, just so wonderful, you know, under the direction of Bill Schmuck.
Well, everyone always says Shakespeare is timeless, transcends, you know, all boundaries. And they're going to put on Henry V down at Chautauqua, and they're going to push some boundaries.
Are they going to push some boundaries? Yeah.
They are. There was a panel discussion just last week, Vivian Binesh and some of her actors, and she said, why not? It's really not that big a deal.
There is an important mission also to bring a more diverse audience to the Chautauqua Institution.
Well, I think that's their ultimate goal. Henry V runs from August 14th to the 21st, not a long run.
This is our final weekend to see Peter Pan up at Art Park. It's the musical of Peter Pan, but you can also catch this weekend Betty and Joan, the final curtain at BUA.
Once again, my wife and I went. We were sitting right next to you, as you know, and very, very funny. I am just so impressed by Chris and Jimmy. They inhabit the roles. It took me, 5 seconds to totally get over the fact that it's two guys playing
in drag.
In drag.
As Betty Davis and Joan Crawford. Yeah, they're pretty outrageous.
But they're such good actors.
They are, and so funny. And it's Eugenie Ionesco's Rhinoceros up at Subversive, and it's the cross-dressing, well, I guess some of it's cross-dressing, but it's the all-male 12th night at Shakespeare in Delaware Park.
And again, very, very well done. I highly recommend it. Well, at the top of every hour, we remind folks that we broadcast out of WUBJ Jamestown. So you drove down to check on the transmitter, do some adjustments?
I went to James. It was Lucy Fest last weekend.
Oh, that's why you're there.
And irresistible to me, and the most charming city in America, Jamestown is just adorable. You know, places of it that time simply forgot. And they were doing a panel with the children of great comics, because, of course, it's a big comedy festival that they were breaking ground last weekend for a National Comedy Center. And they had two of the children of Harold Ramis, you know, Animal House, Caddyshack, Groundhog Day. The daughter of George Carlin was moderating, and also Joan Rivers' daughter, Melissa. And it was a marvelous panel talking not just about being the children of great comics, but of the nature of comedy, the importance of comedy, about the transgressive nature of comedy. It was fascinating and certainly worth the trip to Jamestown.
Are they funny? Are the kids funny?
They are funny in their own way. As Melissa Rivers said, I have my father's sense of humor. And she said, you know, my mother made the world laugh, but my father and I made my mother laugh. Aww. And she has a very dry sense of humor, but was very, very insightful. And she's a very engaging person. Of course, Charming Town, and I'm walking down the street, and a kid hands me a flyer for a play, and the play is Dog Sees God, Confessions of a Teenage Blockhead, and he tells me, it's a comedy. And I go, well, you know, thank you, I know the play. And he looks at me surprised. Oh, you do? Yeah, I do. Thank you. Sweet.
Well, maybe he didn't recognize the face because you're on radio, but I'm sure he listens every Friday morning. And with that,
we love our Jamestown listeners. Thank you. Yeah.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.